Think impure air corrupts neither conduct nor love, nor indifference. I went to Strasbourg, where the Normandy regiment was stationed. In the following year, accompanied the regiment to Nancy, and then Metz and later Torino, marrying into the court of Sardinia, fighting a duel bent on avenging honor. I killed a man. My instincts were given by nature, and nothing but the law stands between me and nature. And I defy the law, even though it makes it 10 times easier to kill myself. All this is just a way of thinking, and extremely unlikely. Confidence is possible only in stupidity or delirium. The air of paradise and the air of shame are all we breathe. And bird after bird hovered over the deserted ship. Today, for the first time, we have come in sight of Terra Australis, our longitude making it to be King George's Sound. We have seen more whales, and those of the sperm genus, along this coast than we have fallen in with the whole voyage previously. A sudden squall coming on all but capsized us midway between ship and shore. The greater number of the company were nearly swamped, but I sat high and dry upon the prow, not a little alarmed by the perilousness of our situation, considering the boat was but a mere cockle shell loaded like a barge within 20-30 yards of dry ground. It was intimated to us that we must perform the remainder of the distance piggyback. Quickly, we lowered helpless into the watery surface, and 4 days after, I went down to Encounter Bay, having purchased a horse at a moderate price, and learned the bush method of living for sooth pork damper and tea, around 10-8 feet in diameter, and a host of fleas, the tent of East Indian canvas, and biscuits eaten in drizzle. The depth of both plots is the same, and the difference of frontage, a tremendous outlay, staring us in the face for the carriage of the undertaking. It is evident we are mostly tired, and of one another, and the sooner we accomplish our voyage, the sooner must we naturally conclude will be found a remedy for the relative feelings individually entertained. Cape pigeons continually hover for some days, and occasionally a Cape hen, a black bird, somewhat larger than the English carrion crow, not so dark and more taper in the form of the body, and greater length of wing. The pigeons are about the size of a cuckoo, white under the body, speckled black upon the back, with black striped wings. The general prevalence of tempestuous weather offers no inducement to strangers, but calms have continued to baffle us wherever we suffer to bury them.